A little bit of that imposter syndrome can creep up too, especially when you're looking at other podcasts that are in your space and you just feel like they're all crushing it. So yes, you may be talking about similar things as them, but they're not you. They're them.
Yes.
They're just doing their own thing.
Yes.
They're in their lane. You do you. You stay in your own lane. So add your own unique voice. Make it your own. No one's personality is just like yours. No one's perspective is just like yours. So maybe this is like a little mantra you can tell yourself.
Yeah.
The marketplace needs you. It needs your voice, your perspective.
Yeah. Welcome to the Pod Circle Podcast, where we bring practical tips and insights for every podcaster.
Whether you're just getting started or you're already a seasoned podcast pro, these conversations dive into all the topics that matter most to you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Pod Circle Podcast. Today, we're talking about why your podcast is maybe stalling out and five ways to get your creativity back. And as a reminder, we post all of our shows up on YouTube. So make sure to subscribe to our channel at Pod Circle. Follow along with this episode and catch up on all of our past episodes.
And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And we would love for you to leave us a little rating or a review. So let's get into it. You pressed play on this episode because you're probably feeling a little stalled out. Maybe you just feel blah. Your show isn't feeling the excitement that it used to. It feels a little rote, whatever that word is.
I think it's rote.
Rote. It's feeling a little rote. And frankly, you're just tired of your own ideas. The answer is that you need an infusion of creativity and to get out of the echo chamber that you're in. With that in mind, I'm a firm believer that if you're not consuming other podcasts as a podcaster, you're missing out. It can get really easy to live in an echo chamber of your own making and only listening to your own show, staying so focused on getting your show out that you're just kind of like recreating and repeating what you've always done. And the best shows are those that iterate, respond to the market, and continue to hone their delivery, format, and content, and get inspired by things that are winning outside of them. So before you get too nervous about what this is going to require of you, let me back up and bring you this idea. A few years ago, I ran across a concept that was taught by the best-selling book, Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. And the main message of Steal Like an Artist is that creativity is not about originality, but more about embracing influence and building upon existing ideas. And I think you can do this today and steal like a podcaster, quote unquote. It's important to learn what's winning in and outside of your space and to get outside of your bubble. So today we're gonna help you do that. Some of the best inspiration that I've had has come from shows that have nothing to do with the topics that I talk about in the shows that I co-host and produce. I just have gotten really great inspiration when I've turned outward and brought those ideas to work in the shows that I'm producing. So Kyle, what's the first thing we need to do when we're thinking through like infusing our podcast with some creativity? We stole these ideas from this book, Steal Like an Artist.
Steal Like an Artist. We're going to kind of rename it for our purposes here, Steal Like a Podcaster. So the first thing is to identify your key influences. Make a list of podcasts that you're already listening to and make a list of podcasts that you want to add into your rotation. And then finally, make a list of podcasts that are popular with your target audience, the people that listen to your podcast. And if you're not sure what or who your target audience is, go and check out our last episode where we talk all about that. And then ask friends, colleagues, and other creators to share their favorites. And maybe you can find something there. Remember, when you're making your list, to be sure to include podcasts in your industry and outside of your industry. Also, identify patterns and anomalies in the shows that you love. So what are the common elements in the shows that you're consuming? What are the common threads there? But also what sets them apart from each other? Try to find those distinctions.
I love that. Just kind of get curious about it. Next, you're going to steal the thinking behind the style. And this one is important. It's the key. You don't just want to replicate what your competition is doing, but really tap into the thinking behind that. Why is this working? Why is it connecting with their audience? Where is there overlap in what you could be doing and doing differently? I think sometimes when we see podcasts that are winning, I know for myself, maybe I don't put it on you, I feel this must be nice, right? Like Dax Shepard has so many listeners and it's because he's a famous person. And yes, it is. And he has famous guests. But instead of thinking must be nice, think how can I create something like this? Or is there a small piece of this that I can replicate and win with? And so I think that taking that into listening to our podcast that are winning can help us. And then also when you're listening to podcasts that have nothing to do with your industry, I think it's really fun to also take that idea of like, how could I use this? If I'm listening to a investigative journal podcast, I often could be thinking, is this something that I could bring to my mental and emotional health podcast? Like, I just think there's something about opening yourself out and shaking off the shackles of, because we have an interview format, it needs to be this way. Or because we have a teaching format, it needs to be this way. Take inspiration wherever it's going to give it. The last thing we want to do once you've taken this inspiration is to remix and reimagine. Now, this really is the fun part. Once you have a good understanding of your influences and what's winning, take inspiration and turn it into action. Combine different elements to create something new. And I think this is the really fun part. You can test out, iterate, and maybe even get a little bit daring. Like, what if I inserted this segment from this random show I listened to about aliens? Is there something I can steal and repeat into my podcast?
Yeah, like what's interesting about it? Yeah. And I think too, it's like a little bit of that imposter syndrome can creep up too.
Yeah.
Especially when you're looking at other podcasts that are in your space and you just feel like they're all crushing it. They're all doing,
yes,
you know? So I think it's really important to just remember, like, yes, you may be talking about similar things as them, but they,
yep,
but they're not you. They're them.
Yes.
They're just doing their own thing.
Yes.
They're in their lane. You do you. You stay in your own lane. So add your own unique voice. Make it your own. No one's personality is just like yours. No one's perspective is just like yours. So lean fully into you. Own and embrace your style, your aesthetic, whatever that is. Maybe this is like a little mantra you can tell yourself.
Yeah.
The marketplace needs you. It needs your voice, your perspective. Yeah. So the most important thing you can do is to add your own unique voice to your work. And don't be afraid to experiment and try new things along the way. Nothing is set in stone forever. Always, as a podcaster, as a content creator, you want mm-hmm. to be trying new things out, testing out new ideas, new formats, yeah. things like that. Don't make yourself crazy with that. But if you hear an idea or you listen to another podcast, and you're like, man, I love this idea for a segment. And maybe it gives you a different yeah. idea for your own segment and the way that you can put your own twist on it. Run with that. Try it out for a month. Gather some feedback about it. You never know. It could totally revolutionize the format of your show. And so things like that can be really fun.
Yeah. I think about in this last series that we did for the Living Centered podcast that I co-host and produce, we decided like, hey, we want to give some more information and insert our unique subject matter expert voice with these interviews with other experts. And so I started doing voiceovers and kind of introducing elements in different segments and kind of helping connect. That helped me from a editing standpoint where conversations were getting long and wandering into weird places. Yep. I could like concisely say like, hey, this is what they said. Let me summarize it. But then also insert like, hey, at Onsite, we say blah, 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 and really insert our subject matter expertise. I stole that from another podcast.
Yeah, it's almost like recording little mini ads as you were wrapping up someone's thought. And then you were also using it to mm-hmm. transition to the next segment. Because I edit that mm-hmm. podcast for you all, I thought that was a genius way to, one, provide really good, tight content. I mean, it made your episodes shorter and more valuable. Mm-hmm. And you were also able to hear from two or three different guest perspectives on a given topic. It was really a master producer move on your part.
Thank you. Wow. But I stole that idea from listening to a ton of NPR podcasts. I thought, how can I get more strategic and insert like a journalistic flair into this episode? So there you go. Yeah. With that in mind, let's talk about some of the things that we've quote unquote stolen from other podcasters for this show. So we have a teaching format. We did a whole episode on the different formats that you could bring into your podcast. But what are some of the things that maybe we've stolen from other things? The things I thought of, and I'd love for you to add some, is the upfront teasers that we do. And I feel like this has become kind of a norm in podcasting, but I can't think of the first place I saw it. I think maybe like Invisibilia or Jen Hatmakers or maybe some NPR of like giving you the bite size at the front end to really interest you in this podcast.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but I do like it a lot. And I think especially if it's kind of a niche podcast, and we mm-hmm. do quite a bit of those, especially for business owners. I mean, we do a podcast for an e-commerce company, mm-hmm. very niche. So putting a teaser at the beginning of a podcast like that, just to put some handles on it and to give people a sense of the content that they're going through, I think it's really important. Our podcast is really niche. I mean, it's the Pod Circle podcast, a podcast for podcasters. So I think it's really important for us to like grab some of those teasers, put them right up front, because especially on YouTube, if you have a video podcast, that first minute, really, honestly, that first like 10 seconds is crucial in retaining viewers. I mean, are they going to stick with you for the next 5, 10, 20 minutes? I think the first 5 to 15 seconds are maybe the most important deciding factor.
That's going to make or break you.
That's a lot of reason that we do that for the podcast that we produce. And we'll continue to do that until we find a better, more effective way.
Something better.
Yeah, totally.
I think about just even the format of really trying to create bite-sized content. I think we both feel this tension again and again and again is to like, how do we keep tightening it up? How do we give you more value in a shorter amount of time, knowing who our target market is? I learned that from marketing school and I pay attention to that. That's a podcast that I listen to. They're a little dry, to be honest, but they always have good content and they show up every day and there's consistency. And I only pick the episodes that really are relevant to me. But I think I stole that from them of like, keep tightening down, keep tightening down, keep tightening down.
Oh, you and I just had a conversation before we recorded this kind of batch of episodes of like, you can see us reading off of our notes sometimes, but we realized like some of our best, tightest episodes are like maybe 3 pages of notes, 10 minute episodes. Yep. And we're really, I mean, even I think we're 30 episodes in at this point, even still trying to refine and tighten down and give you everything that you need and nothing that you don't in as little time as possible. And that's a respect thing that we try to respect and nurture you, our listeners and our viewers that way.
And the last thing I think we've stolen from other podcasts and other formats is like the two experts coming at it from different angles. And I think I have kind of taken that from different industries that I've seen win, where you've got two people that have similar experience. They have they have rapport and dynamic, but then they also come with very different expertise and creating a show that is so valuable.
Yeah, it's complimentary. I mean, me with the podcast production, kind of the nuts and bolts, the editing, the post-production background, and you with the marketing and strategy background, different, but also complimentary.
Yeah, totally.
It works well for us. So if you're ready to take your show to the next level, or if you're feeling stuck, we'd love to help you optimize your show. So you can do that by signing up for one of our 1 or 2 hour podcast strategy sessions, and you're going to walk away with more clarity about where you are currently. We're going to look at what's working, what's not, and then give you a roadmap to a better podcast and making those improvements and refinements that are going to give you a lot more clarity and a lot more just output for your show, whether that's, you know, an increase in download numbers, or if you are looking to sell more products or digital products, services, things like that. We're in the business of helping business podcasters in particular to grow their business through the power of podcasting.
Absolutely. And I hope that you go and listen to a bunch of podcasts this week. I hope you get outside of your norm and listen to something you've never listened to before to gather inspiration. And if you're listening on YouTube, tell us what your favorite podcasts to listen to are that bring you inspiration. We'd love to hear. We love to join in the conversation with you. And if you have any ideas for our podcast, topics you want to hear more about, you can email me at Mackenzie, MickenZie at podcircle.com, or Kyle, which is much easier to email, at Kyle, KYLE at podcircle.com. So make sure to subscribe wherever you're listening, and we'll see you next week.